Thanks for coming. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff is my editor. He's the best editor in the world. He made me rewrite and rewrite and rewrite. And for the students who are here, I did it. I want to thank Roosevelt and especially the department for the great support for this reading. They put up posters everywhere. They gave a donation for the food. It's been wonderful. I love being here at Roosevelt. And also thank you to AWP and to Many Mountains Moving for this reading. Silky is, as Jeff suggested, a retelling of a Celtic myth. And I came across the myth when my parents live in eastern Canada, which has a big Irish and Scottish population. And I went with my dad. My mother's from there. The big family seat is there in New Brunswick. I went with my dad to a ceilidh, a party. I heard this song about this seal, this male seal that comes out of the water and seduces a lonely woman. And what was amazing in the myth to me, for some reason, was that he wanted to marry her once she got pregnant, and she said no. And then he said, well, in 7 years I'll come back and pay you for your trouble. And the implication is he was going to come back and steal a child. In that myth, that's a myth of a hunting culture. When he does, by the time he comes back, she has married a gunner good, meaning a hunter, who then goes out seal hunting. Now, I grew up, you know, with family members who hate seals avidly. And the reason they do is that they live in eastern Canada, which has been dependent on fishing stocks for a long, long time. And the fishing stocks collapsed, the cod stocks in particular, in the 70s. And one of the, I guess, instinctive reactions was to blame seals, right? Seals eat fish too. In fact, they eat a lot of fish. And they were proliferating. Also, the seal hunt ended due to efforts by Greenpeace. So among my family members, there was this great dislike of seals. I thought, well, gosh, listen to this love song. Sort of love song. And they're still singing it here. And what happens to that myth if you take it and you put it in more contemporary times in the same region? So that's what I tried to do. The main character's named Dulcie. She's a redhead. And I guess that's what you need to know. The poems have many different voices. So sometimes you'll hear her schoolmates talking. Sometimes it'll be the seal. Sometimes it's other people looking at her. She gets a lot of attention, so I'm just going to read now.